This call is being recorded by the meeting organizer. By staying on the call, you are giving your consent to being recorded.
Angela's here.
Hey, Angela.
Hey there.
Opa-laka. We got Vernita, Frank, and JD are here. We're waiting for Yvette and Armaine to show up. They're coming over from the other building.
One, two, Opa-laka. Microphone check. Microphone check. One, two, one, two. Microphone check. Opa-laka. Checking in. One, two, one, two. I'm speaking. Check one, two. You can hear me, right? You can hear me? Check one, two, one, two, check one, two.
How about now? Can you hear me in that one?
Check one, two, one, two. Check one, two, one, two. Got me? Perfect.
Do we have Opa-laka on the line?
Yes.
We are here.
Is this Delahat?
Frank, is that Frank?
Frank is here, JD is here, and Vernita's here. We are waiting for Yvette and Charmaine. They're coming over from the other building. I mean, if you want to get started, we can take roll. And
that's up to you.
Okay, well, that's fine. Let's go ahead and get it rolling.
Okay.
Call the meeting to order of the Contracts Review Committee of the State Financial Emergency Oversight Board for Opa-laka on October.
Frank, can we get you to speak a little bit louder? You're really hard to hear for some reason.
Well, how's that?
Oh,
much better.
Okay, here we go. There we go. There we go. All right. I got it. Okay. All right. So I'm calling the meeting to order of the Contracts Review Committee for the Opa-locka State Financial Emergency Oversight Board on October 26, 2016. At I've got 3:11 p.m. Can we have a roll call take place by whoever is taking the minutes for us?
Yes. Frank Rollison?
Present.
Bernita Nelson?
Present.
Angela Connect?
Present.
Tim Mills?
Present.
J.D. Patterson?
Present.
Marie Walker? And Melinda McGill? Okay.
Now I hear that Melinda's down here in town. Is that anybody
she
verify
is.
That?
Yes, she okay. is.
Okay. Well, maybe she'll show up here, or she's on her way, or you know, if she's planning on attending the.
I thought she was.
Okay. All right. Well, she'll show up. Yvette has just come in.
I see. Okay.
Charmaine's coming over, Yvette. Is Charmaine coming over? Got a nod on that. She's on her way. So, if you want, we can review the minutes from the meeting on October 14th. I assume that you all have those. If there are any questions, additions, corrections, deletions, we'll entertain that information now.
I move to approve the minutes on October 14th.
Second?
Second.
All right. All those in favor of approving the minutes, say aye.
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 Opposed? Okay, the minutes are approved. All right, so what I'm looking to do is start with the water and sewer. And you all should have the cover sheet. You should have 13 invoices on that list that totals $231,132.54. I came out here on, when did I come out here? Monday? Monday, right? Okay, I came out here on Monday. We went through all of the invoices. On the general fund, we adjusted or took the change one group that was together, and on another one, I removed it all together, and they were going to give some further information to come back. So, Yvette, do you want us to wait till we can go ahead? All right. So, the way we've been doing this is I've got the original invoices right in front of me, and I've been through all of them, and I'm satisfied with the documentation that's here and the purpose that they are purported to have, that they're paying for. If there's any questions on any of them from any members on the committee, if you can bring those forward and we can research them here or answer your questions, Yvette is here. And we'll, you know, maybe we can save some time that way. If you'll notice from the last board meeting, we now no longer have the issues connected with payroll and payroll deductions. So they are being paid as the paychecks go out. The deductions are also being taken care of at the same time. So now we're talking about either regular monthly, regular bills, or we're talking about items that they had to pay for whatever reason. As you can see on this one, we've got some repairs to some vacuum truck and a couple of the clam bucket truck that picks up trash. It went in twice for two different issues, the same truck. So if there's any questions, the big ticket item on the list from water and sewer is the SunTrust Robinson Humphrey invoice. That is the final payment on the water meter contract that is due to SunTrust. We have tried to find other information on that contract. We know that This is the one we've been told about 60% of the meters have failed, and nothing was done about that at the time of failure, or it was done past lapse where the warranty was. So this is the last payment on the loan, but we don't have any contract, nor do we have any documentation on the meters themselves. And the other item that's of substantial, you have the Universal Waste Services, which is a monthly hauling of trash and garbage at almost $73,000, which is what it runs every month. And then you have the CNI construction, which the Opa-locka provides the water for Miami-Dade College North Campus, and they had to install a new flow meter. And so it's a master meter, and it's $17,807. So are there any questions on anything? We'll try to address them.
Hey, Frank, this is Angela. I noticed that the loan payment that is due for the state revolving fund is not included on the list, and I was trying to get some information on why it was not included.
I'm looking over at that. You have an idea?
I'm not sure. We can table that until Charmaine gets here.
All right, Charmaine's coming over, so we can revisit that. But you're right, it's not on here.
Okay.
And is that past due?
It was due October 15th.
Right.
And the amount is $8,046. It's payment one on the pre-construction loan for the drinking water loan.
How much was that again?
$8,046. And that's payment number one on that loan?
Yes.
And that's, I assume, the state revolving loan fund?
Yes. For drinking water.
Okay. All right, we'll see what comes. Are there questions on any of the others at this point? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to approve the expenditures from the committee to forward on to the board for their action at tomorrow's meeting.
This is Bernita, so moved.
And I second it, JD.
All right. I will. Anybody? Any other questions? Nothing. No discussion. All right. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same time. Hearing none. That motion passes. The next list. Charmaine just came in, so maybe we'll just hang on a second here. They're talking. That's right. Vice Mayor, good afternoon. Good to see you, sir. Vice Mayor Holmes has joined us.
Hold on a moment. I'll let Charmaine respond to the state revolving question.
I spoke to the good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I spoke to the state regarding the state revolving loan, and he sent me the documentation in order to make the payment. So I'm hoping that Friday we'll be able to get it all squared away by Friday.
So you have not received the documentation to make the payment?
I did not receive the documentation, so I reached out to him last week, and he sent it to me.
Okay. Angela, you hear that?
Yeah, bills were sent out on the first of the month. So they would have gone out October 3rd or so this month because the first was on a Saturday. And we emailed them to you, Charmaine. So if there's a different email address that we need to get for you, then let me know. But they were emailed out to you.
Excuse me. I did not receive it. I spoke to the gentleman, and he then sent it to me because he was not even aware that the payment was due. I told him the contract information. And he sent that, gave it to me.
Right. The project managers don't do the billing. So he would not be aware of that.
Okay, it will be paid by Friday.
So are we going to put this on tomorrow? I mean, do you have the, when you say it's going to be paid by Friday?
It's something that is required for me to do, so I didn't think we need to bring it before they, for approval to do that.
I think it does.
Yeah, it should be listed on the water and sewer invoices that we just approved.
I mean, why don't we, have you got the invoice?
It's a contractual requirement.
I understand that, but there's contracts. A lot of these are contracts required.
Okay, let's put this issue to bed. Okay. We'll bring you the invoice according to what we receive. We'll present it tomorrow, and hopefully the board is able to make a decision
right
then. Okay?
All right, that sounds good. Okay, Angela?
Yes.
They're going to have it on for the board meeting tomorrow. And we're all
okay
aware of it here on the committee. Does anybody on the committee have an objection to that? You can voice it now. If not, I won't be here tomorrow, but Vernita will be making our report, and she will report that the amount and the was, you know, discussed by us. We didn't have the actual invoice, and that reflect that the committee has no problem with making that payment. All right, let's go
Frank,
to the gentleman.
Frank, this is Patty. Can I jump in for 1 second? I heard something that
sure
was a little disturbing. Charmaine said that this was something that was required of her, so she was just going to pay it without it coming to either the Financial Emergency Board or the Contract Review Committee. Can we clarify whether there are any other payments that they're doing that way?
The payments that we're doing that way is the bond payments for the 2015 bond. That's a monthly payment that we have to make to satisfy the mortgage payment for the 780 building. That's something that came before the board before, and so that's, we do that regularly by the 15th of each month, so that the money is there for the first of the month.
If I may, with respect to those type of obligations, particularly if we have a board meeting that will cause those payments to be late, especially on the bond payments, perhaps just for the sake of the information, we'll provide the information as was paid, but one, the board is aware that these payments have to be made, and two, there are obligations that the city has to adhere to. So I think to require, it's obviously not an emergency because it doesn't fit the emergency standards, but to require the approval prior to, in light of the fact of the information that everyone should know, seems to be a bit unnecessary. So I want to get clarification on that because I'd hate to have to wait until we have a meeting in order to get something as important as a bond payment made. So can we get clarification on what it is that you all are asking?
Well, let me say this. It certainly affects cash flow. When we sit here looking at this amount of money, I'm looking at 231, 132, 54. And then if there are other payments that are going out too and people are calculating what is actually flowing out of the checking account, maybe we need to have a way that these things are added to this cover sheet as an automatic pay. In other words, you don't put – we still get payroll on here even though payroll doesn't come to us to approve it. It's on the list. We know what the total amount is. Well, it's not on this one, but, I mean, we've had them on there where it's, you know, one time it's close to $500,000, one time it's $470,000-something.
I guess my confusion, and forgive me, is that the example you used, we haven't given a payroll or asked for a payroll approval in months. So I'm trying to understand how do we differentiate between what you're asking and what, I'm sorry. I'm
right.
Not
what I'm saying is if we've got payments that we're making regularly, they ought to be reflected on some report that comes through here. And even if we're not taking action on that one and you've made the payment, maybe we need to add them to these lists so that we can see that it's got an asterisk, it was an automatic pay, or so there's an accounting that everybody sees the cash that's flowing out of here. That's all I'm saying.
That's not a problem. We'll do that.
I was going to make a suggestion. This is Patty again. You know, if there is a list of those kinds of payments, then perhaps that's what we should do is just make a list of those kinds of payments and then maybe even put payroll and all of the other payroll deductions back on the main list of invoices, but with that asterisk that it comes from this other list, so that we can have a major, you know, one place accounting of the amount of money that's going out every month.
I think that was.
And are there any other obligations other than the bond payment and payroll that are being paid as a matter of course like that?
Aside from what was agreed upon last week, or the state revolving is paid, as well as the salary-related expenses. Outside of that, is there anything else? That's it. But we'll make sure that you have a list detailing everything that's been paid, when it was paid, and perhaps even the mechanism by which it was paid.
Thank you.
Let's go to the general fund cover sheet. Again, I have gone through all these invoices. As I stated, there were a couple that I, on the initial meeting that we had on 10/25. We met Monday, right? 10/24. Okay. There were a couple that we adjusted that I removed. There were some checks to be reimbursed or paid to Miami-Dade County League of Cities where some elected officials attended, and they took guests, and they could not identify the nature of the guests or how it related to city business. So those that had guests, I removed those until we get the clarification of who the guests were. And then there was an issue with a request to waive code enforcement fee, collection fee, I didn't exactly understand why somebody was asking to have the fee waived. An elected official was asking administration to waive the fees. And so I pulled that one and requested that the city manager go to that elected official and tell them if they want to waive fees, to take it before the commission so that the full commission knows what the reason is and why the fees were being requested to be waived. So those are removed from the list that you have in front of you. So with that being said, if there are any questions on the list, you see a long line of off-duty officers that were paid, and they date back into May. And the reason for that being, as explained to me, is that it took a while for the service, the people that received the service, to remit the money to the city. And they showed me the canceled checks that have come through, and now they're paying the officers. So that's what that long list of officers are that you see. So if you have any questions on any of these, please speak up, and we'll run through them for you.
This is Vernita. I have one question. Number 31, Bank of America, is this the Visa credit card?
Yes.
Amount that was shared. I know that.
Yes, ma'am.
It's a line item on tomorrow's agenda, but I want to make sure, because we're incurring late fees, that this is the total amount that we're paying. That's the total amount that we've received when asked for the invoice.
Yes, ma'am.
Excellent.
Right.
Thank you.
Right. And the reason for that is to stop the late fees. I mean, they're just stacking up. Any questions on any of the others? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to recommend approval of these invoices to go before the board tomorrow for action.
This is Bernita. So moved.
A JDS second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. All right. That passes that. Is there any old business anybody wishes to bring before the committee? Any new business that somebody wants to bring before the committee? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
This is Bernita. So moved.
JDS second.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. All right, we stand adjourned. Thank you.